Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And season's greetings, and you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show here at TAN Talk Radio. Wow, what an intro from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That instrumental is called Christmas Eve. Have you guys heard of it
before? I have. I've known it by a couple of different names, but I've heard it thousand times over the course of the holidays.
It's beautiful, and I just threw a curveball because you guys were expecting another song from me, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
Not really. It's the holidays. I expect nothing less.
Well, I like that. Then thank you. That's right. Today's
I've come to learn doing the Shrink and Wrap Show one thing. Expect the unexpected.
And that is the truth, right,
yes,
Trish?
Yes, of course. Why would we want you to know what we were going to do?
That's
exactly
right.
Exactly.
Well, we don't even know what we're doing.
See, anybody who listens to the show knows we go by the seat of our pants.
Oh, yeah. This show was produced at 11 a.m. this morning, by the way. But welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show, where your story is unwritten. And by the way, how do you want your story to be written? I want to remind you that you only have one life, and every day is a gift. And this is the time of year to appreciate and reflect upon our life and know that today is a gift. And here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, you matter. Everybody matters. This is a station where you want to stay tuned to. It is your Tampa Bay connection to all positive things and places to go to, and just to live a positive life. We are surrounded here by good people, by normal people, and we welcome you to our show. You will be part of our circle, and so stay tuned. Do not change that dial. You are on TAN Talk Radio, and again, listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show, and hello, my name is Tracy, and I am your host, and alongside of me today are one of my wraps, and welcome, Trish. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'll be better when the show's over.
There's one person that has been conspicuously absent lately, and I miss her. Where is Peggy?
Well, we'll get to her in a minute. Peggy is, well, I'll tell you that in 1 minute, but
sure.
I definitely want everyone to know who you are, Matt, and Matt is our DJ.
Well, I'm the board up and producer of the show, but if you want to call me a DJ, go right ahead.
Well, I was going to say TJ and TJ.
TJ, hey.
DJ.
What does TJ stand for?
Well, I can't think really quick.
I've never been called
you.
A TJ on the radio before. This is a first for me.
We'll get back to you on that.
All right.
Well, you're the DJ, but we're the DJs.
All right.
Yeah, I just want that to be clear. But you're also a production engineer.
Yeah.
And how are you doing, Matt?
I'm fantastic. So basically, whatever sounds you guys hear during the course of the show, from callers, the music getting played, all that stuff, that's me doing that.
That's right. And also, while we're on the topic of Matt,
yes,
Matt promised us some fudge.
Yep,
he did.
So,
you guys, homemade fudge.
For those of you that are listening on the radio and you can't see it, go to YouTube and TANTalkRadioNetwork.com. Go to your TAN Talk Network YouTube channel. Click on the live video from today, and you'll see the fudge.
And thank you so much for thinking of us.
Oh, you're welcome. I promised this the last time you guys were in the studio. I said I would have fudge for you. There it is.
So am I going to see this on the grocery store shelves next year?
Next year?
We'll call it TJ's fudge.
There you go.
But you go first. Just kidding. I'm going to taste it right now.
Go for it. Dun, dun, dun. What's
I already
the final
had
verdict?
Some.
Oh my gosh, that's delicious.
Thank you.
How did you make this?
5 ingredients and a microwave. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
If I tell you the true secrets, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, we don't want that.
No,
we have a show to do.
Yeah.
Well, the secret is here. So,
yeah.
Matt, thank you so much.
You're welcome, as promised.
And 'tis the season to be giving. But I need to swallow my fudge because it's really bad manners for me to talk with food in my mouth.
So while she's trying to swallow, you are listening to the TAN Talk Radio Network. This is the Shrink and Wrap Show. If you've missed any shows that Trish and Tracy have done to this point, TANTalkNetwork.com. click on Shrinking Wrap. It's archived all there along with internetradiopros.com. It's the same thing. You can find every show that Trish and Tracy have ever done.
All right. And dare to listen. That's all I
take. Well, hold on. If you want to call us on the show, 727-441-3000. That's the phone number to call.
Yes, we welcome all callers, and everybody matters. And at some point, we are going to grow. This is our first year with no experience, and I think we're on our 23rd, 24th show.
No experience, you say? Well, you could have fooled me.
Yeah, well, I think you've lived through the growing pains.
Yes, I have, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yes, but it's been wonderful. And but you know, since you gave us a little taste of your fudge, and it is the season of giving and reflecting, I do want you to know that I gave all of my shrinks and all my wraps, my gift to everybody is this keynote. Oh. It's a keychain, and it's
right.
A music note. Do you
all
see
right.
that? So
yeah.
This is for you, for Lish.
Cool.
For Trish.
Lish, wow.
For Trish.
She's having trouble talking to you. You're Lish all of a sudden. You're a keychain now.
You know what? It's the fudge.
Yeah.
The fudge is delicious.
The fudge is delicious.
In all seriousness, I have to actually ask a question. How does one become a shrink and a wrap on this show?
Well, and that's what I'm getting ready to say right now. I'm going to talk about Peggy and our shrinks. And just to let you know, if you've never listened to our show before, it's our show is, what is it about? What's our show about? No, if you've never listened to our show, here at the Shrink and Wrap Show, we offer suggestions from our licensed therapist and opinions from our wraps. And then we use songs as therapy to get through this thing called life. And please, listen to the songs. Listen to the lyrics as I play them. Listen to them anytime, because we all go through tough times, and sometimes there's happy times too, but these lyrics unlock some emotions that you might not be aware of. So what we do is we give a rap point of view, which would be Trish. Yep. We have a licensed therapist, which, by the way, to answer your question, Matt, they are all working. This time of year is, you know, the holiday season can be kind of depressing for people. I was actually out mm-hmm. to dinner with one of them the other night. She said there's so many people that are really down, and we're hoping to be able to help people get through times of loss and, you know, times to reflect, but also times to move forward into living a positive life, because we all go through heartache and we all experience loneliness. But that's what we're here for. We're here to lift your spirit. So stay tuned to us and or help others who might need your help. So that's what we're about, Matt. Do you know that?
I didn't before, I do now.
So I always suggest to download the Shazam app. It's free and you can use it anywhere. I highly recommend it when you listen to my show. It's Shazam, S-H-Z-A-M. Okay, Matt and Trish, have y'all downloaded that app?
Well, I'm still waiting for my new phone, which is coming anytime now.
You better ask Santa.
Because I need storage.
All right, Matt.
I get the same problem. I get too many pictures on my phone. I don't have storage space.
Okay, well, you guys, all right, bye. I'm going to give you all another month. You better figure it out.
Aye.
It's going to be my first app on my new phone.
It is the best app anywhere. You could be shopping. You could be in a restaurant. You could be listening to my show, and you download these songs. You can listen to childhood songs, and they download. It takes you back to those memories in your little memory bank.
Which is nice.
Yes. So, on today's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about reflecting the past and shaping the future. And we're also going to be playing some holiday music and some Christmas songs, and you're going to hear some songs from Coldplay, from Train, from Sugarland, and a special song. And this is my song to Trish, to my family, to Matt, and to America by Pat Benatar. And that's your favorite artist, isn't it?
She is my favorite artist. And when you talk about music as therapy,
yes,
her songs I listened to growing up, and they really helped.
Hit me with your best shot.
And I wasn't abused.
Well, neither was I, but you. Yeah.
That's your motto to life. I'm going to hit you with my best shot.
Exactly, exactly. And I was reading on her fan Facebook page, a lot of people were commenting that they listened the same way like I did growing up, and that her songs really helped them. So
I loved Pat Benatar back in the day, but I think you loved her even more. But this song, I was looking to dedicate a song to you for the holidays. You've always been by my side. Trisha's been really silent along with everybody. I want to thank all my shrinks. I want to thank all of my raps. I want to thank everybody that's come on my show. And I want to thank my sponsor, my family, and Joey James Label for your support. And even our dermatologist listened to our show. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
I have to pay him. I mean, you know, he's like very, very, you know, like, oh, you listen to our show. So
maybe they can play it in the office.
Yeah. Well, I told him I would play him, Dr. Scannon. Uh-huh. I told him he's the best. If you live in Florida and you have to get skin checks, go to Dr. Scannon. Their staff is amazing. He's in Tampa. But I said, I will play one of your favorite songs. He couldn't think of one right now, but I have to pay him to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, all right, then what you should do is you should get every time you mention him on the air, that's $25 off your next appointment. That's how it works. It's a discount.
Well, no, for him, you know what? And actually on this show, everything has been from our heart.
All right.
This year has been dedicated. My friends and the people that I surround myself are positive, and they never look at what they're going to get out of what we give. And that's what I circle my life with. And everybody here, including you, Matt, including Lola, everybody here is here to help one another. And even our therapists, they've donated their time. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank everybody this year for being patient with me with no experience and rushing you off. And I'm just trying to bring the world together. And this is a place for normalcy. And this is definitely your Tampa Bay connection, because there's a lot of good people on our show that live here in the Tampa Bay area. So now let's do this. We always have a loosen up song before we get started. I did say it one time. So we're going to hear a little something from Mariah Carey.
All right.
So loosen up. Wish list.
We do. I like that song. Haven't heard that from her.
Thank you. And I'm trying to play Christmas songs. Do you play a lot of Christmas, Matt? Do you guys play a lot of holiday songs?
On the station, yes. At home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, Matt, did I give you that CD? I have a Christmas CD. I'm going to get that from you in a minute.
It's right here.
Now, what's it called? It's Now That's Christmas.
Yeah, Now That's what I call Today's Christmas. It's the name of what you handed me.
Right. And I bought that many years ago with all the artists that we play on our show throughout the year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I actually got a Christmas tree over at Home Depot, and the lights, you pick your own music, whatever your favorite music is, and it, you know, you synchronize it with your phone, and you have an app, and the lights go off, and it was really an inexpensive.
It's kind of cool.
It is really cool. So that's when I started playing the holiday music. Now, for me, and for I like when it's cold, and you play some Christmas music or some holiday music or Hanukkah, whatever your season is, whatever your belief system is. But for me, it's Christmas, mm-hmm. and I play that when I'm shopping and when I'm putting my tree up. And then I'm done.
And it gets you right in the spirit.
It does. But Mariah, that's a good one. That's
it is a good one.
But you need to ask Santa for your phone so you can get Shazam out.
I do.
Just to say.
Well,
my
wish list is in.
You talked about holiday traditions with songs. I have one every year. So when I was a kid, we used to light the menorah in my house for Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. You know, Hanukkah ended last week. But anyway, so every year at Hanukkah, we would light the menorah. Except we started a new tradition when I was in college. We found an LED globe that my parents had gotten for a wedding present one year. So instead of lighting the menorah, we shut all the lights off in the house, turned on the globe, and would play on loop Adam Sandler's Hanukkah songs for the eight nights.
Do you have a clip of that? If you can find it, I love to play it because...
Well, it's one, because there's four different versions.
All right, well, you find
your
it.
Your favorite.
Find it, and let's play it, and happy Hanukkah to everybody, and season's greetings. I say Merry Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah,
Happy Holidays.
So, yeah, Happy Holidays.
I kept that tradition going down here. Instead of an LED globe, I have the lights that are, the string lights that are hanging from my porch, and they're played to this.
Here comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival, and you feel like the only kid in town.
Now I'm bouncing around here, obviously.
Without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah.
So you get an idea what he does, and we're going to keep the song going in the background for a second, but you get an idea what he does, and he's changed it over the four different versions. He's added new lists of Jewish people that are celebrities over the course of the four songs.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
So what I'll do is I'll turn on my porch lights, and each night of Hanukkah, I'll play the four songs on loop.
I love that. That's pretty cool. I like when he says Happy Hanukkah. That's kind of funny. Well, you know, last week, and that is great. Thank you for sharing that. And happy belated Hanukkah. But
thank you.
To me, it is the season for all of us to be in the same spirit of Christmas and Hanukkah and what have you. But last week, we always, if you're just listening to our show, I'll do a recap of last week. And we had the Chaz Collins on our show. He is a local country singer, and he's right here in our backyard. And what'd you guys think about Chaz Collins last week?
I think he's great. I loved his music.
So did I. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, keep talking.
And can't wait to hear more, because is he coming out with new stuff? I think he said he was.
I think he did. But if you want to go listen to Chaz's music 2 weeks ago, InternetRadioPros.com, that's where you can find it.
Let me tell you.
Well, he's at ChazCollins.com, ChazCollins.com.
Wait, I thought it was Chaz.
Right, no, not the Z, the S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You would think it's a Z, but it's an S.
All right.
Can you say it one more time where people can follow him? Because he's really, really good. And we're hoping Mayday, Mayday to Tim McGraw. He wants to open up for Tim McGraw, and he's coming, I think, in March.
Oh.
So Mayday,
Mayday.
Let's make
that happen.
Yeah. Faith, can you do something for Chaz Collins here?
Yeah. Chaz, ChazCollins.com. Yes. And I actually... We tried to get a hotel down in Sarasota for his event coming up, the pineapple event in Sarasota, and they're sold out for New Year's Eve. Yeah, the hotels.
Yeah, see, he's big. That's why I'm saying you heard it here first on the Shrink and Wrap show that you're not going to be able to see him soon. But he does have a few other, I think on January 19th, there's another one over in Safety Harbor, I think.
We'll go to the website.
Yeah, his motto is, it's easy to dream about doing what you love, but true success of your passion is loving what you do. And that's a little bit about Chaz, and that was last week's show. So thank you, Chaz, for visiting us, and good luck, and we are going to be one of your number one fans, and we will be playing his music on our station. And again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap show. So first of all, Trish, do you like my holiday purse?
I love it.
This is from Joey James.
Look at the color.
It's beautiful.
It's perfect.
This is joeyjameslabel.com. She's been one of our sponsors, and that's my holiday red purse. Check her out, joeyjameslabel.com. And I have my Nakery lip balm that is in every purse that I have, by the way, to moisturize my lips all the time, just to let you know. So anyway, so we are going to, let's have a little bit of holiday trivia.
Okay.
Do you have anything for us?
I do have some holiday trivia.
Mm-hmm. I've got an opinion of something.
Okay.
You want to, while you're looking for that, we got this show together at 11 o'clock this morning, literally.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to say, does anyone know anything about the Grinch?
Well, actually, before we get into that, I have a trivia question for the two of you.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Every year, on average, how many candy canes get sold around the holidays?
Oh,
every year?
Yep.
7,000?
Go higher. Like a lot higher.
70,000.
I would say 70.
Try 1.6 billion candy canes.
Billions? Oh my gosh.
Billion.
We are 1.76 billion candy canes are produced and sold between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Wow. See, you need to think a little more about that fudge and add some candy cane in it. That way, you know what I mean? Like a little bit of peppermint. But that's a good business. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Because think about people decorate their trees with peppermint, you know, and then, you know.
Put them in your coffee. Yeah. Stir your coffee and get a little peppermint flavor.
Yeah, you could do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about the Grinch the other day. And you know, when I was thinking about the Grinch, I'm like, where did the Grinch come from? Where does he play this role in the holidays? Do you guys have any ideas? Does anyone know about him?
He came from the Grinch Who Stole Christmas movie.
But why did he steal Christmas? I want to know the history.
Because he was angry and he didn't like people.
Yeah, but why did he like people?
Well,
Matt? No, he's Googling it there. Are you Googling?
Of course I am.
When in doubt, look about. Well, I don't know either, but I'm going to guess.
Go ahead.
No, you go. You go.
Well, I'm going to give you the answer, so guess first.
Right, I'm going to tell you why I think there is a Grinch. Because your taxes are due. Honestly.
So you think the IRS is the Grinch?
I don't think the IRS is. I just think paying taxes, then you have to pay your homeowners association fees, then you have to pay last month's bills, and then you have to worry about this month's bills, and then acting like you have it together.
So
I think
stressed.
That's where the Grinch came from.
He was stressed out.
He was paying a lot of taxes.
I don't know where it came from, but I know why he hated Christmas.
Why?
So the mayor of Whoville had teased and bullied the Grinch when they were children. The mayor thought it was fun. The Grinch saw it as bullying. So as a way to get back at the mayor and everybody in Whoville, the Grinch stole Christmas as an act of revenge.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, an act of revenge. Yeah. No, I don't like revenge. I'm just kind of, I don't like that.
Well, let me give you some fun facts. Then.
Yeah, sure. Give me some fun facts.
Okay. Coca-Cola played a part in Santa's image due to magazine ads. Did you know that?
I don't know. No.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Matt?
I did not.
I don't know.
They were the first company to do a marketing campaign with Santa. Mm. An ad showed people leaving Coca-Colas out on Christmas Eve for Santa. And so people actually started leaving Coke out. And then if Coca-Cola changed their ad in the slightest way, they would write in and get upset about that.
That's interesting.
If you think Santa's red and white.
Yes.
And Coca-Cola,
oh, what about that John Travolta? What about that commercial with him? Have y'all seen that with Santa?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I have.
It is the best commercial. I'm going to save it for you guys. We'll talk about it another time because we have time for it. But it's already 3:28.
Oh. Can we do a couple more?
Oh, of course.
Time is flying when you've got good material.
Yeah. I didn't have any material. Oh, yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was a marketing ploy for Montgomery Ward's department store.
Montgomery Ward's. My mom put me in beauty school then. No, I had to learn to walk, but Montgomery Ward's.
Yes.
Really?
Isn't that funny?
It came from then? No way. Go ahead.
Okay, Jingle Bells was originally written as a Thanksgiving song.
Oh, I saw that.
I did not know.
You didn't know that?
No.
I learned that last night, but I knew it before you met. Okay.
You gotta look up on me by a whole day, Tracy.
You're learning a lot on this show, see?
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? Silent Night is the most recorded song. There are 733 versions of it.
True.
Silent Night.
Doesn't surprise me.
Christmas decorating sends nearly 15,000 people to the ER each year.
I believe that.
So do I.
Christmas decorating because you have a meltdown when it doesn't work or when the storm comes right after you pick them up and it blows all your lights out.
Or if it falls through the ladder. Exactly. She's going to say that.
Yeah.
Dry Christmas trees cause about 100 fires in the U.S. with an average of 10 deaths and 15.7 million in damage.
Wow.
Well, Christmas trees.
Speaking of Christmas trees, do you guys know what they do with the Rockefeller Center tree every year?
Mm-mm.
Once the season's over, they take down the tree. And the bark on the limbs of the tree is used to build a house.
Oh, wow.
So they use the Rockefeller Center tree to build a house for somebody somewhere in the country.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the holidays.
That is amazing.
I just learned that last night.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I want to live in that night. House. Yeah. That's going to have like a good, positive vibe in there.
And then last one here. Americans spend nearly $1,000 on Christmas gifts.
I believe it.
And that's going to lead up to things we're going to be talking about.
We are
going to
talk about that, and I love those facts, and I think that I can confirm all of those. I have an artificial tree now. I do the star shooter up my, because you just put that thing in the ground, and then the lights go up your tree so it looks like they're all wrapped.
Oh, I love that.
So if anything happens, you're not going to have a meltdown.
Yeah.
I've had the meltdown, so I've already learned. So let's do this. Let's play a Matt. We are going to play, okay, you know I love Train. You know, mm-hmm. I love his music from back in the day, and he's a great guy, great family, and I liked his music, but back in the day, this song was on that CD, and it is called Shake Up Christmas. Let's listen a little bit from Train.
Ho, ho, ho. Shake up the happiness. Wake up the happiness. Shake up the happiness. It's Christmas time. There's a story that I was told, and I want to tell the world before I get too old. And don't remember it, so let's December it and reassemble it. Oh, yeah. Once upon a time in a town like this, a little girl made a great big wish to fill the world full of happiness and be on Santa's magic list. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time.
So I'm trying to find a few songs that are a little different that I don't hear all the time. And I like these songs that are a little contemporary. I like the old school songs too, but these are songs that you might not hear all the time, and I want to give them a shot. So my gift to you, you listeners out there that you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at Tan Talk Radio, but our gift to you is doing a little research today. Trish and I are kind of, we put this together and we're just doing a little bit of homework on finding peace, joy, and happiness with yourself. And Trish, you had come up with the idea with reflecting on the past and shaping the future. And do you have your notes on that? Because as we collectively enjoy the month of December, what it brings us, it's the perfect time to pause, take a breath, and reflect on the past year. The habit of reviewing this year and celebrating your accomplishments is it's not just a feel-good exercise, but it's a powerful tool for personal growth and well-being. Mm-hmm. So what do you have to say about that? I thought it was a great topic for the end of the year.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because a lot of times we talk about our faults or what we didn't do, but we forget to celebrate what we did do and what we accomplished.
Right.
And be positive.
Yes.
And we really need to look at that. Now, you can look at what you might not have done or could do better and use that for growth to move forward, or as maybe a goal for the future, for next year. And use that baseline to establish how you want to improve.
Right. Well, believe me, it's, you know, this year we've been working with our listeners. If you're just joining the Shrink and Wrap Show here at Tan Talk Radio, we started our very first show, which will be a year in February. It was how to find joy, how to find happiness. Some of the richest people in the world are not happy. And I think that, you know, I think that this is part of, it's a balance is what we've talked about, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a really balance. So anyway, I think that we've, throughout the whole year, we've had the therapist on, and we've been talking about things we need to help. Addiction, criticism. There's things we've been working on.
Body image.
These are topics we've talked about all year. And if you know someone that's struggling through this, we've been working on it. But you know what? What you just said, to take a pause, that's why I don't want to do that the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be a music series and what you just said, but grow from it and let's take a break and enjoy the positive achievements in your life. So thank you for pointing that out. What else do you have about that?
Well, it's really important to create goals for the upcoming year. Build on your successes. Take what you've learned from your achievements and set new challenges and goals that build on your strengths. And then address areas of growth. If your reflection revealed areas that need improvement, set goals to address those aspects in your life.
Right.
And then prioritize. You know, highlight the importance of self-care and mental health. and make that part of your goals.
Right, yes. And I think that what you're saying is basically to increase our self-awareness and build resilience and improve our chances of success through anything that we do. Mm-hmm. Your past, this is the thing, why you shouldn't let your past define you. I think a lot of people get stuck in mistakes they've made, or what's your comment on that? Like, what would your comment be on why you shouldn't let your past define you?
Well, again, you need to move forward. So you need to look at what happened in the past, how can I improve, what can I do different, and what goals am I going to look at for the future? What do I want to achieve, or what do I want to do different?
That's right. Yeah, because your past, no matter how bad it was, or not, no matter what happened, does not define your future. The choices and actions you make today are ultimately define who you will eventually become. Mm-hmm. So, because we're approaching a new year here, 2024, no one should be stuck on what you've done, or, you know what I mean? Just be proud of who you are and be mindful of your next steps of getting where you want to be. And that's what I like about Chaz's comment, too, you know, what his motto is.
Right.
I like it. And look at how successful he's one step away from being where he wants to be, if he's not already there, but for all of us. So what else do you have to say about that?
Well, I was going to talk for a minute just about holding it together over the holidays, mm-hmm. as we end out the year, because it's a really big time for stress right
yes.
now.
Uh-huh.
And a couple important things I think you can do to help relieve stress is, one, set a budget and stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000, you know, to spend right now, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we all feel pressure to get, how much can I spend on this person? And that's not what really matters. Mm-hmm.
I think doing the elephant gift, where you go and you pick, and it's put more of the spirit. I know my family started doing that,
mm-hmm.
and it really put the spirit back into Christmas.
Yeah,
we had a limit of $20 or $10, and then you pick a number, and then you're all eating, and it really put the spirit back into Christmas. It really
did.
Right,
because we're all going crazy trying to find the right gift, and you know, you got a budget, you need to stick with it. And the second thing. Make time for healthy habits to help decrease stress, and that would be sleep, exercise, eating healthy, and just breathe.
Yeah, breathe in.
You know?
Speaking of breathing, my Apple Watch yesterday told me to breathe deep, like 5 times throughout the day. Then I was in the traffic, and then it even said, if you breathe deep, you won't have anxiety. It went to a whole nother level.
Oh my goodness.
So I was rushing around with Brandon to see my aunt. I had to saw my mother. I had dinner plans. It was crazy. But my Apple Watch, if you get an Apple Watch, if you don't have one, breathe in, breathe out. You're
see?
Exactly right.
There you go.
But remember what it's about. It's about visiting and take the stress out, and don't get yourself in the hole in January with budgeting.
Right, because there's also New Year's Eve, which I don't know if you've checked out any of these places that are holding events, but that can put a little damper in your wallet as well.
Yeah, I like the block parties. No one's on the road driving. It's easy.
That's
watch
right.
the ball drop. Watch Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt, you have any afterthoughts on what we're talking about here?
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest is overhyped. I don't bother watching the ball drop till we hit the final 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I really don't. I've never gotten into New York City because it's a madhouse in Times Square on New Year's Eve. Forget that. And as far as like watching it on TV, even when Dick Clark hosted it, no thanks. Not interested. I just care about the final 2 minutes and when the ball actually drops. As soon as the ball drops, it's, okay, what else is on until I fall asleep?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I usually fall asleep before the ball drops.
Oh, no, I make sure I'm actually up, watch the ball drop, and then it's, okay, an hour later, I'm knocked out.
That's right. That's funny. Yeah, I'm usually asleep before then, too. Well, and that's a good tip. And everybody goes through it, and, you know, then you're yelling at your family at the holiday, and because you're, you know, you got so much pressure on you. So you definitely need to create a balance. But can we go back really quick to reflecting? Because I do want to help people to move forward, because going into 2024, and I loved your topic of this, when people get, how do you mentally let go of the past? I just want to, you know what I mean? When you, I think that's important, because we're going into the new year, and I appreciate, I like all these tips of what you're talking about, but some people get stuck in their past, and do you have any ideas of what to do to let go of your past to move forward?
Yeah. I mean, I think you just need to really, people just need to stop sweating the small stuff. Not right. everything is small.
Right.
But I think question your comfort zone, you know, let it out. You got to let it go. Take accountability and then make space for new stuff. Kind of like move on.
Right. Yeah, and I've got some things to add to that. Practice mindfulness. Be gentle with yourself and allow the negative emotions to flow. And accept that sometimes people don't apologize for things, you know.
That's cause true.
You get people like, well, if my sister's going, I'm not going to go. If, you know, if she's going to be there, I'm not going to be there for whatever mm-hmm. holiday setting. Let it go. It really eats up. I know it's easier said than done, but really it's part, to me, of being happy. And if anyone's judgy of you, I looked that up. And it said people that are judgy are usually have low self-esteem. And if they put you in a category where you can't grow and you can't forgive and you can't move on because you're stuck in a place of not being joyful and happy because you're judging yourself for something you might have done in the past, ignore those people. It's a new year, people. I'm trying to, what we've done on this show is to reinvent you of having a balance of happiness, of peace, of love, and joy. And some of these things are literally just letting go and forgiving. And if someone is going to judge you and they're not going to forgive you, let it go. Put the noise.
Yep.
Let it. It's white noise.
Yeah.
It's white noise. So in order to move on, if you want to really live, or do you want to give someone attention that's bringing you down?
Nope.
If you're mad at someone because they hurt you, if they hurt you, then you're giving them an unspoken attention, and it's robbing your gift of your day. It's taking an hour away from you. It's taking your mind where you can develop another positive thing. So my whole point, I love the topic that you brought. Am I making sense or am I rambling on?
Well, again, your day is unwritten. How do you want to write it? And, how do you want to play it out in a negative way or a positive way?
And that's what I'm saying.
And they said in, you ever see Back to the Future 3?
No, I should watch it.
All right, so if you have seen the movie, you know where I'm going to go with this. At the end of the film, Doc looks at Marty and said, your future's not set yet. Nobody's is. So make it a good one.
Exactly. That's right. And that's just it. And every day is a new day. Right now, and the next hour is new. So history gives us the opportunity to learn from others' past mistakes. So anyway.
Yeah. And we have to accept what we can't change.
Yeah.
If you can't change it, move on.
Yeah. If you want to be happy, and we've been trying to figure out, I want the definition of love. By February, I want to know the definition of love. By February, if you want to be happy, do not dwell on the past, do not worry about the future, and focus on living fully in the present.
Wait, what did you say you want the definition of?
What did you say?
All right, well then, here.
I've been trying to do it for all year.
I think Matt has that definition.
I do.
All right, let's take a listen.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. In case I need it when I'm older.
Go.
Everyone wants to know. He's still trying to figure it out. So we're going to figure it out by February. I've been trying to figure it out all week, but or all year, that is. But see, there's other people that are curious, too. Because love is like, why do we hurt the ones that we love the most? I'm just trying to figure out, and why do we take for granted the ones we love the most? And this is the year to be surrounded with your family, no matter what your belief system, even if you don't have a belief system. But I really think that it's an unspoken energy. I really think love is an energy that connects, that bonds you. It's a real energy, whether the good, the bad, or the ugly. But I just think it's important to respect and, just love the ones you love and be with them this holiday season around the table and make it work. Forgive and forget.
Yes.
And guess what? Oil and vinegar make a great salad dressing. So, yes.
So they can mix.
No, there's oil and vinegar, as we know, in voting. I'm not going to get into politics. It's not my thing. But it's also in families. But it does make a good vinegar.
And I think it's probably very common in all families. And you just make it work because that's your family and you love them.
Yes. And differences also can come to a good answer as an equation down the road. Mm-hmm. So let's keep that in mind. I hope everyone's going to have a good holiday with their family. Gosh, the time's here. I've got a huge, first of all, we want to talk about Zaw. She was a model, switching gears really quick. Zaw, the lookbook. Do you have that lookbook with you?
I did. I brought it.
It's actually a book, and we're going to have a couple of minutes on this. So Trish found, I'm switching gears really quick here, because in Tampa, part of feeling good, part of being good to others is feeling good, feeling confident, feeling your best. And all that's contagious. Positive energy is contagious just like negative energy. So if you surround yourself with positive people, you're most likely going to be in a good mood. If you're going to be a fault finder and all that, you're probably going to be just like that. So Trish has surrounded herself with one of the owners of the boutique, who is Lisa, and she is the owner of Zaw Boutique. Mm-hmm. So let's find, tell us a little bit about her boutique.
Well, I want to tell you about the lookbook, because this was a really cool event where she had professional makeup artist, professional hairstylist, and a professional photographer. And coupled with unique clothing and statement outfits, each personally styled for each person chosen for the lookbook, was such a fun day. And then they used specific locations around St. Pete unique to each look to take the picture, and ended up with this fabulous lookbook.
And Lisa puts all this together, and I looked at every single page, and Trish, you look beautiful right here. As you can see, there's Trish. And wow. Now, when you did this, how did it make you feel?
Well, very special. Yeah. I mean, having somebody do your makeup and, you know, do your hair, and you have these fabulous clothes on that, you know, I may not have picked out for myself, but they are totally my style.
Yes.
And then going on the street and people are looking at you and they're taking your picture, you feel like a celebrity.
That's right. And the thing is, it exuded the beauty in you. And each one of us has their own beauty. And when I was looking at each one of these pictures, all these ladies in this book, and men, you can do this stuff too, but you could see that they were lost in themselves and feeling so good. It was just like an escape to see who they are. And that's what I loved about this book. But when you do this kind of stuff, you share it. And when you're confident and you feel good, negative things don't, and differences don't bring you down, right?
Exactly.
So when you feel good, you look
good.
What
a positive day.
Yes. I went in there the other day. It was amazing. I got one of her dresses.
Her clothes are great, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And she will do a private try-on, you know, come in if you're looking for something specific, you can't make the store hours.
Yeah.
You can call her and she'll come in anytime for you.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, stop in her store at Zaw, and we have all the boutiques. We have Halima we've been working with. She's going to be on our show in January. You have Vanessa.
She has great stuff. They all have great stuff.
Yeah, Renee gives great tips on dressing over there at Vanessa's shop. So, and we're going to be talking about all the boutiques. We're not in competition. We're just here to feel good.
No, we'll buy from all of them.
Yeah. Support your local business. That's right. They're all lovely people, though.
They are.
So I want to play two songs really quick, because then I have a closing. I feel bad, but I didn't mean to switch gears on y'all, but I did tell Trish I wanted to talk about this lookbook and Lisa, and I want to say happy holidays to everybody, all these boutiques. Support your local businesses. Everybody, support your local businesses. There's plenty of people that are great in our community. So Merry Christmas to all of them. Happy Hanukkah to them all. Now, I wanted to switch gears back now to the holiday season because I didn't want to not forget that. Matt, can we play a little, we're going to play a little bit of two songs, Coldplay song, because I gave you my CD.
Yeah, I know. I got everything. The Coldplay song plays first. It's right here.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of this.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried, a flood. Got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still.
So that was Coldplay. That's another really nice Christmas song. And now I'd like to switch over to, because I want to get all these, I want to hear a little bit from Sugar Land.
Don't worry. We got that. That's right here. Here we go.
All right, let's play a little Sugar Land.
First time I've heard that version of the song. I'm impressed.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I feel like, you know, during the season, you definitely have to remember the reason for the season. So,
I say this all the time, and as I've gotten older, I realize this more. It's not what's under the tree that's important. It's who's still around it and who's here that's more important than anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think with everything that the world's gone through and what the world's still going through, I don't know why. I feel like there's definitely a couple of... I feel like people are really seeing the meaning of their family and seeing the meaning of life and the gift of the day in life. Mm-hmm. But this is definitely the time to remember that and to feel grateful for what we have, and today is here. Mm-hmm. And you never know what tomorrow brings.
Right.
So, and your book is unwritten, and in January you have 2024, and it's up to you to make that book. It's your choice of what you want to hold on to and how you want to live your life. And so before we close today, I'd like to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah again, and thank you for all your support. And I'm going to have Trish have a little closing statement, and then I'm going to have a great, listen, when Trish finishes here, I have a song that I've dedicated. I found it because Trish loves Pat Benatar, and I want to thank you for being by my side and dealing with me all year and being patient, and all my shrinks and all my raps. But please listen to the lyrics of the song. This is to Trisha's favorite song, and it's also to America. But let's hear what you have to say.
It's just a little Christmas reminder that I saw. It says, you're going to come in contact with an awful lot of people who are at their absolute breaking point this season. Friends, family, coworkers, teachers, strangers in the grocery store, and retail workers. While it may be the merriest time of year for some, it's the saddest, loneliest, most stressful, most heartbreaking for so many others. We're all busy, but we're not too busy to be kind, caring, and patient. Remember, the best thing you can give someone right now is love.
Absolutely. I have goosebumps. That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And this is my wish to everyone, Matt, to Lola, to you, Trish, to all my shrinks and wraps, to my family. Please listen to these lyrics. This is Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. So my wish to you, my family, and all of you is that you have a blessed, peaceful, and happy holiday. And I'm wishing you the best year ever. And let's try to get this world spinning in a positive way. Please listen to these lyrics again by Pat Benatar and Neil. You have not heard this in a while. It is a beautiful song for America. God bless America. Happy holidays to everyone, and Happy New Year.
They smile a little brighter. It seems at Christmas time. It's Christmas in America. Let the angels sing. It's Christmas in America. Let freedom ring. Let peace resound throughout the world, especially on this day. It's Christmas in America. God bless the USA. The kids get so excited, preparing for the day. Their letters to Santa have all been sent. The cookies have been baked. The crush under the Christmas tree awaits the baby child. It seems to me more this year than it has in a while. 'Cause it's Christmas in America. Let the angels sing. It's Christmas in America. Let freedom ring. Let peace resound throughout the world, especially on this day. It's Christmas in your wife. Be thankful for this way of life we're fortunate to share, and not forget the ones we've lost. Their memory lives on in our hearts. They'll be forever in our thoughts and always in our prayers. Until this world a child was born, his gift was meant for everyone.
So what did you, I have 2 more minutes. So what did y'all think about that song?
She's amazing.
It was amazing. That got me going this morning because I was having the writer's block and mm-hmm. with this show. Matt, did you like that? Christmas in America. And I hope that that song is played a lot because it's dedicated to everybody. And so anyway, I hope, Matt, can you play that while I'm not here? Can you play that? Are you allowed to play that?
Oh, I'll you talk can't to talk? Lola, see what I can do.
You see if Lola can play that song, because I think it's such a beautiful song. And it's it was written in 2011, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So I also would like to say with Renee, today she was super busy. She was going to give us some holiday events, but she's going to come back. So anyway, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and again, God bless you and your family and the USA, and we'll see you back here 2 weeks from now.
In the new year.
In the new year. Cheers to everybody. Thank you for listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show.